It's music by Big Ben. I promise you, this is probably one of my favorite songs from Mr. Kerolok Shekwan. Well written. This song, whenever I MC weddings and so on, right?
Yeah.
I always make sure that the DJ plays this song because it's such a beautiful song, man. I don't know how to explain it. Like it's beautiful. Like it's the guy, the groom is saying, it's Zali, I'm getting married. You know, I'm getting married.
I'm getting married to the woman of my dreams.
What a beautiful song. We will talk to Big Ben. That's at 7:30. But for now, gents, finally, our time.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Yes, it's time for my gents indeed. And Kavi is on standby.
Yes.
Our empathy king, Mr. K Goodness. Especially today being such an emotionally charged day where we spoke about everything regarding our mental. Let's understand what our K Goodness, the empathy king, has for us today.
It is another Wednesday, a beautiful Wednesday. It's getting warmer. I think I prefer this, you know, somewhere in between cold and warm weather. So it is getting pretty, pretty nice out here. Good morning, fresh breakfast. Good morning, fresh family. Asablief, goeiemôre. My twee gunsteling mense. Shekwan and NSK. Good morning, guys. And it's Wednesday. It is time for my gents. My gents. And you know what that time, what that means is that we get together as men. We had a love, as NSK always says. And we encourage one another. We a word of encouragement, some advice on how to navigate life as men and around our mental health specifically. Yeah. And NSK, as NSK always says, K Goodness is on your radio. Here's the message today. Statistically proven by a study done in the States, it's proven that men require at least 3 guys' nights a week.
Statistically proven.
To survive the current strain or
per
to be able
week.
To be healthy as far as our mental well-being is concerned. And that leads me to, you know, again, I think I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. The importance of brotherhood. The importance of getting yourself a gang of brothers, a band of brothers that really stands up for you, that shows up for you. I remember in some of my darkest times, I had my friends show up continuously, you know, and that really helped me throughout the darkness. I remember there was a time I was really struggling. I went for 2 weeks without eating. I went for about, you know, 2 weeks without surviving on a minimum of 2 hours sleep daily. And it took my brothers, my boys, to show up for me and drag me out of this darkness. So a band of brothers is very, very important. You know, I realized very quickly that we can't do these things by ourselves. We also can't expect women to show up for us in the way that they show up for each other, because, well, it's just what it is. You know, we need to start showing up for each other as brothers. So very important, and importantly, is that we need to learn to show up for each other as brothers. So get yourself a gang of brothers. Another part of it that's very important for me is praying brothers. I've got a band of praying brothers, guys that I can trust, that I can call on to stand in prayer with me, and that's very important. So a gang of brothers will always be important. Get yourself a gang of brothers. And that having been said, please be sure to join us this Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday, is on the 5-question series where we talk to Namibia rugby star Max Kashieko, and just on mental health and how he deals with that. And then the Brotherhood Bonfire session, that's coming up on the 30th of August. So please, please do join us. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Kavi. Let me tell you right now, Shekwan. And you are more than welcome to challenge this. The average woman is not going to accept her man going out 3 times a week with her boys, with his boys.
No, because you as a human being.
Where do you think you're going? I need my boys. I need some time.
Okay, then go be with your boys, dude. I'm not there. I need to think.
I need to recalibrate, and I need my boys, bro.
Okay.
You're
All I know is I can only speak for my situation or myself. You will not find me at home.
Oh my goodness.
Have you ever seen those movies where something happens in a relationship?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the woman is fed up or whatever it is, and then she packs up and leaves while, you know, the gent is not home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he comes home to an empty.
Yeah.
I'm leaving you.
Shekwan, I'm telling you right now, you speak, your view right now speaks to a majority of women.
Yeah, no, for me, it's unacceptable. Because, partner, here's the thing, right? What you are doing, I can also do.
No, but look, here's the thing, right? Listen, I'm most the man of the house, most.
But why is the man of the house on the streets?
No, because listen, I'm zulaying there for us.
With your boys?
No. I'm saying in life, in general. Yes, I'm zulaying for us, you know. I'm most, you know, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And you keeping the house together, most, you see. So for me not to lose my mind and to avoid other things, I need most the space to quickly go out.
Oh,
and just,
I get it. So I stay home like the maid. I get it! That took me a while.
Statistically proven, even. Scientifically.
Ain't happening, bro. Never.
9:24. Thank you, Kavi, for bringing this to the fore. I can already see a lot of gents saying, yeah, Sinji, me from Sinji.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically,
the Sinji. People on the radio said.
The people on the radio said it. Huh? Then NSK gets in trouble with the wives.
No, and then you expecting come out, there must be food for you.
Mos.
But they're noodles. In the pack. In the pantry. Switch them at me. Dog.
Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We've got, we'll have a chat with Big Ben. Big Ben is gallivanting in Europe as we speak. He's in London, UK. Stick around.
Finally. That's all there is. Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.